Random House Audio presents 5 Days in Paris by Danielle Steele. Read for you by Victor Garber.
The weather in Paris was unusually warm as Peter Haskell's plane landed at Charles de Gaulle Airport. The plane taxied neatly to the gate, and a few minutes later, briefcase in hand, Peter was striding through the airport. He was almost smiling as he got on the customs line, despite the heat of the day and the number of people crowding ahead of him in line. Peter Haskell loved Paris. He generally traveled to Europe 4 or 5 times a year. The pharmaceutical empire he ran had research centers in Germany, Switzerland, and France, and huge laboratories and factories in England. It was always interesting coming over here, exchanging ideas with their research teams, and exploring new avenues of marketing, which was his real forte. But this time it was far more than that, far more than just a research trip or the unveiling of a new product. He was here for the birth of his baby, Vicotech, his life's dream. Vicotech was going to change the lives and the outlook of all people with cancer. It was going to dramatically alter maintenance programs and the very nature of chemotherapy the world over. It would be Peter's one major contribution to the human race. For the past 4 years, other than his family, it was what he had lived for. And undeniably, it was going to make Wilson Donovan millions. More than that, obviously, their studies had already projected earnings in the first 5 years to well over $1 billion. But that wasn't the point for Peter. The point was life, and the quality of those lives severely dimmed. They were flickering candles in the dark night of cancer, and Vicotech was going to help them. At first, it had seemed like an idealistic dream, but now they were just inches from final victory.